And now, Kindlach, we are starting the 17th chapter of the story of Reb Moshe Alter Reb Zelta Zayda. And we were hearing about all different interesting people in Poznan. We heard about Reb Kaddish.
Why is he called Kaddish?
I don't know exactly. It was just the name they gave him. I'm not sure. And we heard all different stories. And we were in the middle of hearing a very interesting story about a man called Reb Asher Yonason. Reb Asher Yonason was a very old man, and he was very strange. And some people said he's crazy, and some people said he's a tzaddik, mister. After,
maybe I know
when by the
levaya tzaddik,
of little Simcha, who was the son of Reb Yisrael Chaim, was such a good, and his wife were such good, nice people. Reb Yisrael Chaim used to make sure all the kindlach say Kaddish, Amen, and Kedusha, and Baruch Hu. And by his levaya, Asher Yonason, who never spoke before, suddenly made this very interesting speech. He said the Satan is making problems for Yisrael Chaim and testing him, and I'm going to take, when I'm going to pass away. That's right. And he said, "When I'm gonna pass away in like 2 months, and I'm gonna take him to Eden Torah. And if they call the boy Asher Yonason, they're gonna have a baby. If they promise to call him Asher Yonason, the baby's gonna be alive." And there was a big fight. Should we believe him, or is he just a crazy person?
What
did
the Bible tell you?
Huh?
I know he really was a tzaddik nister.
Okay, so that's what we're up to. So we're gonna find out today if he was or wasn't a tzaddik nister. Reb Asher Yonason, in the meantime, he himself didn't really, you'll find out soon, he himself didn't care what everyone was saying about him. He went back up to his little attic.
You don't have to tell me, I know he was.
Yeah, okay, but I need to be quiet so you hear the story of the Beis Medrash, and he kept doing, he was there day and night, whenever he came down, and like we said, he used to come to Davin, he never spoke to anyone. Now, we spoke about what everyone else thought. What do you think Asher Yisrael Chaim and his wife, what did they think? Did they think Asher Yonason is tzaddik nister or crazy? So Yisrael Chaim and his wife, they believed that he was a holy man, and they believed in his bracha, and they felt very happy about his promise that they're going to have a baby boy, he's going to be a healthy baby boy. So in order not to make any chas v'shalom, any aveiros that could ruin the bracha that they got from the old tzaddik nister, as they thought, the couple were which were very, very good people.
I know he was a tzaddik nister.
They stayed away from anything that's not perfect. Any small little aveira, they were very extra careful, and they were even more careful to take care of kindlach, of almanas, and yisayim, and stamp people that need. Now, Reb Yisrael Chaim and his wife were looking for a way to become close with Reb Asher Yonason. They wanted him to come live in their house and to support him, to give him, you know, everything that he needs. They were even prepared, if he wouldn't want to come, they said, "We're going to bring you clothes and food to your and bedding and a nice and a bed and, you know, blanket and things like that to his little attic." But whenever Reb Yisrael Chaim tried to talk to Reb Asher Yonason, Reb Asher Yonason, like before, he ignored him. He just turned, made a big face and turned around. Now, Reb Yisrael Chaim's wife, she also tried. And one time she was waiting for him as he came down from his attic. And when she saw him, she started to cry. She said, "Please, Reb Asher Yonason, tell us how to take care of this boy when he's born, so he should grow up to be a good boy. And tzaddik how should we be when we're pregnant, when I have the baby in my stomach, and when he gets born." And she begged him to tell her something, but Reb Asher Yonason, like always, just made a big face, turned around and kept going. He didn't listen to what the lady was saying. And the people that were there, they saw this, they said, "You see, the man is really crazy. How could he behave like that? If he's a tzaddik nister, he would have said something. This shows that he's talking Meshuggah." Anyway, not long after, came Chodesh Av. And one morning after davening, before everyone managed to leave the shul, Reb Asher Yonason got up on the bima and he made an announcement suddenly, and his voice was like a happy voice. He said, Rabbeisai, today I'm leaving you. Please forgive me if I ever hurt anyone's feelings, if I ever offended anyone or made anyone sad. I want to also thank the Gabayim of the Shul and the Mispalim of the Shul that you let me live over here so many years. And that's what he said. And people thought, oh, he's moving. He's going to a different city. He said, I'm leaving you. But that's not what happened. Asher Yenison left the Beis Medrash and went to a store nearby. And by the store, he bought 3 candles. Then he went and got a barrel from somewhere. And he filled up the barrel with water. When he finished all these things, he got up to daven mincha. It was mincha gdela. You could daven mincha early, from like a little bit after chatzais. And he davened long with a lot of kavana. And you saw that he was happy when he was davening. When he finished davening mincha, he went over to one of the people who were luring the Beis Medrash, and he said, please, if you could go to the Chevr Kadisha and tell the Gabbai that Asher Yenison... You'll find that soon. He said, tell the Gabbai of the Chevr Kadisha that I, Asher Yenison, is a Goises. Goises means that I'm passing away. And the Chevr Kadisha has to come quickly so they shouldn't miss the time of the Yitzias and Neshama when the Neshama goes out. The man quickly ran. He was all scared. Asher Yenison told him, you should know I'm dying now. You ran to the Chevr Kadisha. And Rabbi Asher Yenison, who was completely with it, he didn't look weak, he didn't look sick. He went over to another Yid who was in the Beis Medrash, and he gave him the 3 candles that he just bought. And he told him, you know, after I pass away, please put my body on the ground and light 3 candles, one in back of my head, one on my right and one on my left. And in the Beis Medrash, there was a lot of Yungelite at the time. They were sitting and learning and davening. And when they saw Rabbi Asher Yenison, what he was doing, he's getting ready to pass away, they got all scared. They never saw such a thing. Some of them thought that this, again, this shows that he's crazy, because he doesn't look like he's sick. He doesn't look like he's weak. Why is he saying that he's dying? He's getting ready to die. He's sending the Chevr Kadisha, is this. So they went over to Rabbi Asher Yenison. They said, Rabbi Asher Yenison, stop talking like that. You shouldn't talk like that. You have to... shouldn't say bad things. And the old man turned to them. He was begging. He says, please don't waste my time with all these arguments. Just listen to me and do what I ask you. And if maybe then I'll still have time to give you all a bracha before I leave you. So they just left him alone. And now the Asher Yenison sat down and he started to say vidui in a loud voice. Every word was heard with chayis. And the Yungelite just kept quiet, and they looked what he was doing, and they understood that this is not a regular thing, and they did whatever he asked. About an hour later, the Chevr Kadisha came. Rabbi Asher Yenison stretched out on a bench, and he asked that they should bring him his sack, where his things are. He had a sack with all different things. He took out of the sack tachrichim. Tachrichim is what you put on the Chas V'Shalom when someone passes away. You dress him with the tachrichim. And he gave it to one of the... Tachrichim is a clothes that you bury a person in. And they gave it to one of the people of the Chevr Kadisha. Then he again put his hand in the sack and took out a little... you know, a little thing with money. A little handkerchief, tied handkerchief. He opened it up. And he took out 3 gold coins. And he said, he gave this to the Gabbai of the Chevr Kadisha. He said, give it to the Gabbai, and this is what I'm paying for my kever and whatever it costs to bury me. And he said, please make me a kever by the northern gate of the Beis HaChaim. There, it's a very rocky place, and people don't want to get buried over there. So I don't want the Chevr Kadisha to lose too much money. And on the other hand, he said, I also want to be alone. I don't want to be around other Mesim, because I can't stand the smell that comes from other mesim that came from their taiva. When they ate with a lot of taiva, it makes them stink after they pass away. And I don't want to... because a person eats with a taiva, not l'shem shemayim, it's not beruchnis, it's not good. It doesn't mean begashmis. It's beruchnis. Now Rabbi Shemus unfolded his clothes, and he said the rest of the money that he had in that bag, in that little wallet, he gave for tzedakah. Rabbi Shemus unfolded his clothes, and he asked to send it to his relatives in Prague. And he said, please remind Rabbi Yisrael Chaim and his wife that when they're going to have the baby, they should name him after me, Asher Yonason. Then he asked Mechila from all the Eden of Poizna. And when he gave a bracha, you'll find out soon, and he gave a bracha to whoever was there, and he asked that they should, the barrel of water that he prepared, they should use that for his tahara and bury him that same day. And he called out, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And with a smile on his face, his neshama went out and he passed away.
Was he
this is a very, very special p'tira.
Was he a tzaddik mister?
So now we're starting chapter 123, which is called The Wonder Child. And that has the answer to your question. When everyone in Poizna found out about Rabbi Asher Yonason's p'tira and all the details, how it was so special, it spread like wildfire around Poizna, and no one anymore said that he was crazy. Rachman Litzlan. Everyone knew that he was really a big tzaddik nister, a big tzaddik nister, who didn't want to have enough from the world, and he didn't want anyone to know that he's a tzaddik.
Was he?
He didn't want to get any COVID.
Was he
a tzaddik nister?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah.
Yes, he was. Now, since he asked that he should be buried right the same day that he was passed away, so everyone knew that very soon there'll be the Levaya, and no one wanted to miss the Levaya of such a tzaddik. All the store people shut their stores, and all the workermen put down all their tools. The Milamdim told they'd let their Talmidim go to the Levaya. All the ladies left their houses.
The babies.
Maybe they brought the babies along. And they all came flocking to the Beis Medrash. They came, a lot of them came to the Beis Medrash where the old tzaddik passed away. Now, what Rabbi Asher Yonason asked right before he passed away to tell Yisrael Chaim and his wife to name the baby after him reminded everyone what happened in the Beis HaChaim when they buried the 5-year-old little boy Simcha, the son of the couple. Then a lot of people didn't take him serious, but now they saw that he's a real tzaddik, and everyone remembered what happened over there, and everyone, and he also said, I'm going to pass away soon. How was he a tzaddik? He was tzaddik. He would learn Torah and he davened the whole day, and he was a halakha man. And
but
this made people.
In the attic,
that's right. No, that's why he was tzaddik nister. Well, it doesn't say, but you could assume that he was just doing halakha things, learning and davening. And this made people respect even more Rabbi Asher Yonason. And the whole, all the streets. Near the Beis Medrash filled up with people. It looked like there wasn't even one person in the whole city who wasn't by the Levaya. And just
with
big avelus and with a lot of respect, people were very, like, felt very sad. And they all walked after the Aron, after the bed. And when the Levaya reached the gate, gate of the Beis HaChaim, suddenly, the day was a nice day till then, but suddenly the heavens got gray with clouds, and at the east side it was really dark clouds and started to thunder and lightning.
Why?
And it was a big, like, I don't know if it was raining, but it was like a big thunder and lightning storm, and it mamish scared everyone. It was very loud thunders, and everyone was surprised at the unexpected turn of nature. And they saw it as a sign from Shemayim how great this person who just passed away was. And they made the kever exactly where the nifter asked, and they put his body, they put the iron, they put the body in the kever. And after they covered the kever, that's when you say kaddish. Man, don't do that. Yeah, then who's gonna say kaddish? No, he didn't have any relatives. Usually, relatives says kaddish.
He had the barrel of water to his relatives.
He sent it in Prague, but they weren't here. So, and he didn't have, you know, so who's going to say Kaddish? You know, and everyone was like scared. Should I say Kaddish? Who am I to say Kaddish? Such a tzaddik. Suddenly, out of the crowd came out a man who everyone called the blind carpenter. He was blind in one eye. No one knew his name. They just called him the blind carpenter. He came 15 years ago. 15 years before this carpenter came to Poznan, he was a carpenter. He was a lonely man, and one eye was always closed. And that's they just called him the carpenter was blind in one eye. And he went over to the kever and just said Kaddish. And he kept doing that for the next 11 months. And he would say Kaddish in the Poeli Tzedek Shul. Poeli Tzedek Shul was a shul of workers, of, you know, different shoemakers, tailors, carpenters. He said Kaddish, and sometimes he would also daven by the Amid. No one asked him what his shaychus is with the Niftar. And everyone said he's just, you know, a kind yid. He's doing it as a mitzvah. No one thought there was anything about it.
Maybe he was also with that.
A few months after Bashar Innocent passed away, Rabbi Yisrael Chaim and his wife found out very, very good news. Mitzvah Hashem, what happened next?
We're going to
continue. A gute Nacht, Mashiach now.